Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Sometimes you need to go slow. Listen, they've done a lot of research on super athletes, super champions in any field, really. And here's the point. Their weakness is not because they don't train enough. Their weakness is that they overtrain. People like Michael Phelps had to have truth tellers around him tell him to stop training, tell him to go home, tell him to ease up. People like Kobe Bryant, there's this certain elite athlete, and it's true in business, it's true in entrepreneurship. You see this big thing right now in the entrepreneurial space about hustle and never stopping and this type of thing. And listen, I'm all for going crazy. I'm all for working hard. I'm all for work being play. But here's what I know, sometimes you need to go slow. Sometimes going slow is a good thing, because what it does is it's no longer this either or. Either I'm working or I'm not working. Sometimes you just need to slow up the pace. Today we went on a ride. We went cycling about 45 miles, and Chet, the guy who often leads us, he just wanted to go slow. And it was kind of weird because he never goes that slow. In fact, I told him, I said, this is the first time you've ever gone this slow. But it was fun. I mean, we had more conversation than normal. We were able to think a lot more. Normally, I'm just going all out every single mile, just watching the guy's tire in front of me. And you put in a great workout, but at the end of the day, you feel exhausted, this type of thing. So today, it was actually pretty cool to go slow. And it's a metaphor. It's a metaphor in our lives, whether you're talking about spiritually. If you look at my favorite book, it talks a lot about how there's these times where God speaks in the quietness. In fact, there's this one story about Elijah, and he's this awesome prophet in the Old Testament, and he's basically praying to God for an answer. And rather than the answer being in this big earthquake or in this big storm, the answer comes in the still small voice. It's that quietness, it's that slowing down where Elijah was actually told just to eat and rest, eat and rest. And in that quietness, in that slow down mode, God spoke. And listen, I don't like to go slow a lot of times, right? A lot of you who are watching this, I mean, you're pretty amped. Your problem isn't hustle. Your problem might actually be to slow down once in a while and just enjoy it. So it's a lesson I learned today. I wanted to share with you. Hopefully it encourages you. I'd love to hear where you're at. If you're someone who maybe needs to step it up and hustle a little bit more, or maybe you're somebody who needs to slow it down and lessen up a little bit. But go make it happen. Make your work your play. Be that master in the art of living where there is no sharp distinction between these things. You want to be holistically engaged and a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.